when Simon Shin Hei, we're up to Sif Ches, and we'll be doing Ches through Yud Aleph. Ches Mutter Litin Mardas Al Achamar B'Pnei Hatzina. So we said you're allowed to put a Mardas, which is a cloth that keeps the donkey warm. Now, what's the Chiddush here? The Chiddush here is that we're talking about where he's not going into the street. He's staying in the yard. He's staying in the chatzar. Ubavat shalo yikshirenu bo, but you shouldn't tie it. Mishek shakosha tzarech lekaraveilov. V'nimsa mishtamesh b'balchai. If you tie it, you have to lean on him, and then you're mishtamesh b'balchai, which is usur, is exeri, that you break off a branch. Aval al hasus, but on a horse, given the less late tzartzina, on a horse that doesn't get cold the way a donkey does, also litin lov merdas klal. You're not allowed to put a merdas on him, because of tirchi yaseira, it's unnecessary. Ulahasir merdas peshabas beimin achamor beimin asus osir kim the less late tsarim lo yasireno. You're allowed to leave it on because there's no tsar in them wearing it. Vuukuf osir ben little ben loniach ben lachamor ben lasus. A saddle is also to put on or take off because of tirchi yaseira. Now Mishnah Berurah brings down that in the case of putting a mirdas on a horse, that the gra goes with Shitas Rashi, that's actually mutter. Any animal is allowed to be cold. L'halacha, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that if it's a very cold day or it's a very hot day and the animal is being plagued by fleas, you're allowed to cover him. Also, the gra is matir based on Rashi to take off a a merdas. Now, an ukif, we said that you're not allowed to put on a donkey altogether a saddle, only a merdas, which is made to keep him warm, but a saddle doesn't keep him warm. So according to the tour, you're allowed to put it on the chamor, but the gra goes with the Shulchan Aruch. Siftes. Ukif shalgabe chamor shebomen aderech v'nisi ageya, v'tzarech lasiro letzanano. A donkey that came from the road, and he's hot, so you want to take off the saddle. Lo yitlena biyado, ala matir hachevel, mitachto umalicho, umevio b'chotzer, v'unofo me'elav. You're allowed to allow him to take it off himself, but you're not allowed to take it off biyadayim. The reason is that it's tirchi yisera, because it's nothing terrible. You know, the only thing that's usur is when he has tsar. Here he doesn't really have tsar. Sif Yud, Ein Tolan Lachamor Traskel, Pirish Klisha La Rova Klufa Mechusa Ba'or B'Tzavaro, Litin Machl B'Tocha Shiyocha Misham. This is a luxury for a donkey to have a basket to eat food out of that's hanging from him. That's going to be Yasser. Aval Agolim Usiyochim Shizavoron Koton, whereas if you're talking about animals whose neck is small, Umitztarim Lechol Agabe Karka, and they have a hard time bending down and eating from the ground, Shari b'chotzer aval ein yotzimbo. So then they were matted to hang the food bowl from him. Only in a chotzer it's mutter, but in the Rishus HaRabim it would be yasser. Sif Yud Aleph. Lo yetzei hasus biznav shul shetolim bein einam shlo tishlot bo ayin hara. That they hang a fox tail from between the eyes of a horse that he shouldn't get an ayin hara. So that was common in those days, but you're not allowed to wear it. Velo b'zahorish sha'osim lo l'noi. Also, not this zahoris that they make him for aesthetic purposes. Why is this? So this seems to be saying that anything decorative on an animal is aser. Velo izim b'kisha b'dadeim shekos noshul shli yisartu dadeim b'kotzim, to protect the actual udders that they don't get scratched. Velopora b'chosim shapia chosmim. That it shouldn't go pasture in other fields. Which is the equivalent of a castor splint. An afterbirth that didn't come out completely. Um, you can take the ringer out of the bell and allow the animal to walk around the chotzer. If you leave the ringer in, then it's mashmiya kol. To take it out, it's allowed to walk around the chotzer. Avalo seitzel lo rishus harabim. It cannot walk out into the rishus harab, mafu bishu pakuk, benu tzavar, benu biksusa, whether it's hanging from the clothing or from the animal itself, because it looks like you're going to market. So, lahalacha, there are different reasons for the different things here. The case of the goats to prevent the udder from getting scratched. The Gros says that the reason why that's usser is because it doesn't stay on well, and we're afraid you're going to end up carrying it. With regard to animals wearing shoes, so we're always afraid that the shoe will fall off and you'll end up carrying it. Except that horseshoes that are actually nailed or screwed on, there would actually be mutter. Now, with regard to where you're not allowed to carry these things out to, so the Mishnah Berurah gives us some interesting rules. He says where the iser is because you're actually carrying, it's called a masui. It's aser b'shus harabim, a karmelis is a machlokis, and a chotzer, even if it's enam or revis, they didn't make their gzera. Whereas where there's a chash that you'll come and carry it, that's aser even in a karmelis. With regard to being makel in our rishus harabim, because they're really karmelis, that you shouldn't do.